Even at mid-morning on a weekday, Division Street is humming with nonstop traffic. Traverse City Commissioner Gary Howe says the section of the road between 14th Street and the Bay is confusing and dangerous.
It's trying to do a lot, all in a very tight space and in a context that kind of pushes back against it. So it disconnects two neighborhoods. It's difficult to navigate no matter what mode you're in. It has several intersections that are in the top 10 of the most dangerous in northern Michigan, let alone the city.
The new plan calls for a stoplight at 11th Street, new sidewalks on the east side of the road, and two new roundabouts, one at 14th Street and another at Grandview Parkway. Howe likes the roundabouts, but says they might be polarizing in the community.
You know, roundabouts are, I like to say, an elegant compromise. The test will really be in the decision makers being able to really look at the facts, look at the numbers, look at the arguments going forward, and not just rely their decisions based on opinions.
Well, we just think it's a ridiculous idea.
That's Terry Coleman, the club manager at the Elks Lodge. She's working a busy lunch shift at the lodge, which sits at the corner of Division and Grandview Parkway.
It's already congested. We don't know how that's going to work. The trucks coming through here, the traffic, the pedestrians. Nobody's really come up with a good, honest solution on what's going to make it a better intersection. And a roundabout definitely is not in our line of thinking.
To add insult to injury, a chunk of the Elks Club's land would need to be taken to fit in the new roundabout. TART Trails Executive Director Julie Clark is an advocate for bicyclists and pedestrians. She says she likes the proposed roundabouts on Division Street, but the devil is in the details.
The design is critical because you can make it so it's a very difficult challenge to get across a roundabout, because the point of roundabouts is they move automobiles. They move things quickly and fluidly. And if you don't design them well, you make it very difficult for a pedestrian and a bicyclist to get across.
Clark is happy that the new sidewalks are in the final plan, and she wants to see wider medians, what she calls refuge islands, for pedestrians. But what she says is really important is to slow down the traffic.
I don't think we're going to land on perfection, but if you are expected and it's designed to go 25, that's a lot safer environment for pedestrians and bicycles to, you know, cross and use Division Street.
One especially tricky maneuver for drivers on Division is turning left pretty much anywhere. Raymond Minervini makes a left turn onto 11th Street every morning on his way to the office at the Grand Traverse Commons. He's happy MDOT wants to put in a new stoplight at the intersection.
When I'm doing it, I'm always looking in my rearview mirror to make sure there's not somebody on their cell phone coming up behind me at 45 miles an hour. So I think from a safety point of view, I think that would be a big improvement.
Minervini has also been participating in the planning process for Division Street for the last 5 years. He says the amount of time that's been spent talking about plans has left him just a little bit cynical that he'll ever actually see it finished.
I just want to see it built at some point. You know, we've been talking about it for so long, and we're hitting it at a point where there's no state highway money, you know, so it's going to be a while.
The plan is now in the hands of the Traverse City Commission, which will discuss it Monday night. But there is a ticking clock on the project. If Division Street is not finished by 2022, another public vote would be needed for the city to give up that parkland. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.